السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله. Blood Venture.
The season of the flag wielder. Words and ziyarats of the Imams, peace be upon them, that have reached us regarding Abbas have put emphasis on two characteristics of his: insight and loyalty. Of course, all of them were insightful, but he showed much more insight than all the others. The ninth day, when they suggested to him to save himself by accepting immunity from them, he acted in such a manly and chivalrous way towards them that they regretted themselves. "You want me to leave Hussein? Woe to you! Fie on you and your declaration of immunity." Another example of his insight was that all three of his brothers were with him on the 10th day. They were together, four brothers from the same mother. Abbas told his three brothers to fight before him, and all three attained ranking of martyrdom. This also requires insight: to have your own brothers slaughtered for the sake of Hussein ibn Ali, to avoid occupying one's thoughts about the guardianship of one's own little children in Medina, is an evident proof of insightfulness. And the clearest proof of his loyalty was avoiding to drink from the water of the Euphrates River. It wasn't the first time that Abbas saw the Euphrates in the blockade of the enemies. It happened earlier in the Battle of Siffin, as Muawiyah cut off the passage to the water on the forces of Ali. His forces had failed in several attempts to open up the path to the river. Then, the young Hussein asked permission from his father to give it a try, and the young Abbas followed, with his brother as always. It wasn't the first time Abbas rejected drinking water, as he had done it earlier with Hussein as well. It's as if the destiny of Abbas had intertwined with that of Hussein. The narrated story is in such a way in authentic books that the thirst was so unbearable for the children during the final hours that Abbas and Imam Hussein went after water together. Abbas didn't go alone, but he went together with Imam Hussein towards the Euphrates River, and they crushed the enemy lines in this all-out war. Until suddenly Imam Hussein realizes the enemy forces have separated him from his brother. It's in this moment that Abbas, who's reached nearer to the water, fills the water bag to take it back to the camp. Anyone would have allowed himself to at least wet his dried lips in such a scene, which is all the more how Abbas showed his immense loyalty. He remembered the dried lips of Imam Hussein, or even those maybe of the small girls and children in the camp, or even maybe the small cries of Ali Asghar. Abbas fills the water bag and leaves towards the camp, and that which all know occurs, that Imam Hussein suddenly hears his brother cry from the scores of the enemies. "Brother, I seek out to you, brother.